The Last Rose of Summer, a new drama serial for independent local radio, written by Stephen Gallagher. Episode 1.
Every year, when I lecture on this course, it's the same. There are 24 essays here. Look at them. And there isn't an original thought in any one of these 24. How can I get it across to you that the actions of men cannot be so simply dismissed as plots on a graph? They are complex. They can be hurt. They can resent. They can avenge. Never in untold millions of years could we evolve a formula to account for the whims and desires of a single individual, let alone a whole society, as some of you would suppose. But you may be pleased to know that you are not the first to suffer from this misconception. Attempts at a perfect administration, with or without the aid of a computer bureaucracy, have been made and have failed on most of the settled planets of the galaxy. Why have they failed? Why did they not reach the simplistic utopias of machine service that you have also glowingly described? The answer is very simple. If it isn't sophisticated enough for you, I'm sorry. You may as well leave the course, for then I can never expect you to understand. The reason, very simply, is man. Intemperate. Disobedient. Unpredictable. Fundamentally idealistic man. And even if those ideals are only personal comfort and personal liberty, they are enough to wreck the most elaborate birdcage that the humble sociologist can conceive. Yes, perhaps you need further demonstration. All right, then I will tell the story yet again. Concentrate, please, ladies and gentlemen, on the hologram in front of you. It's a scene taking place on a planet in this system, and not so very long ago. These people are in the developed stages of a machine bureaucracy, with all that that implies. We are looking at a museum. We are looking particularly at this man. His name is Mitchell. He is about to speak to the attendant. Watch him. Watch this man, Mitchell, very closely.
Bet you've never seen one of them before, have you, sir?
Can't say I have. What's it called again?
A polypod, sir. Mechanical music. People used to have them in their homes.
What on earth for?
Ah, well, those were the days before public broadcasting, remember? If you didn't have music piped straight into your home, then this was the alternative. Of course, they played instruments in those days as well.
Played instruments?
Musical instruments, sir, like those early examples we have up on the fourth floor. Of course, they're only copies. You'd have to go to America to see the real thing.
I saw them. I couldn't make out where the computer was supposed to connect up.
That's the old point, sir. If you look in the museum handbook, you'll see that instruments were the primitive stage of music when the sounds were produced by hand. Now, this polypod was an intermediate step before music became computer-generated. You see, this metal disc even looks like a punch card. It's the same principle.
Musical instruments. What will they think of next?
Do you like to hear it all the way through, sir?
Are you sure it'll stand a strain? Looks as if it's ready to fall to pieces.
I'm afraid this is a copy as well, sir. Looks as flimsy as the original, but it's perfectly solid. If you wanted to see the real thing...
I'd have to go to America.
Quite so, sir. Then, of course, it wouldn't be in working order.
Well, plug it in, then.
Oh, you may be surprised to learn that there's no electricity involved here, sir. All mechanical, see?
So it is.
The action was programmed to start when a member of the public put a penny in. Oh, before you ask, sir, a penny was a currency token about the size and weight of this metal disc. Now, I'll just pop it in the slot like so. There. It's quite that, isn't it, sir?
It was ridiculous, really. There I was in this run-down museum listening to some primitive music box clattering away. I suppose I should have had something better to do, but as usual, I hadn't. As long ago as it was, I can hear that music now. It still affects me in some absurd way. I'm sometimes tempted to think that this was the real start of the story, even before I found that spool of tape in Uncle Arthur's suitcase. I'd seen recording tape before, of course, but never out of a cassette. And this, Well, there were yards and yards of it, all wound onto a plastic wheel. God knows how it was supposed to fit into a cassette machine.
Hello, Mitchell. It's only me.
Oh, hello, Baxter. Come in.
Ah, you know, ready, old chap.
Oh, new hobby?
No, just some things of my Uncle Arthur's. He's asked me to sort through them for him.
You're not feeling up to it himself, then? Just goes to show what too much leisure can do to you, I suppose.
Actually, he's been rather ill. He was 4 days in a coma. They've sent him to the country to convalesce.
Oh, sorry, old man. Bad joke.
It's all right, Baxter. You weren't to know. Anyway, the word is that he's not likely to be coming back, I'm afraid.
Oh, sure.
So, he's been asking for one or two things, and it's fallen to me to sort through 60 years' worth of junk to find them.
You'd probably have an easier time of it if you went and got a job, old man. You must have enough antique treasures there to start your own museum.
Almost.
Speaking of antique treasures, how's Mrs. Mitchell?
She was quite pleasant last time we spoke. That was probably because it was in the middle of her favourite video programme. It always improves her mood. She's down Riverside now.
Oh, the library?
That's right.
As a matter of fact, that's why I called. I'm on my way down to get some new hobby tapes. No, I wondered if you felt like coming along.
Another time, perhaps. Bit busy.
You sure?
Don't let me stop you, then. Anything wrong, Baxter?
Come off it, Mitchell. I wasn't born yesterday, you know.
What on earth do you mean?
I saw you slide something under that brown polythene when I came in. You found something interesting in amongst that lot, and you want to keep it for yourself.
Don't be ridiculous, Baxter.
Nothing ridiculous about it, old lad. Exclude your old friend Baxter from a chance at a new hobby, would you?
What is it, eh? Bit of pornographic video. Touch of the old... Good God.
Get out, Baxter. You're throwing dust everywhere.
Oh, my God. Do you know what this is?
It's a tape.
It's a quarter-inch recording tape, that's all. And it's not in a cassette or anything. Do you realise you could be shot just for having this? I could be shot just for being here.
Oh, don't be so melodramatic, Baxter.
This is an unauthorised message medium. The only kind of tape that a citizen has access to is the kind in an official cassette produced by Central Command.
You mean the library?
Well, call it what you like. It's the same bloody computer in any case. This could be construed as treason.
Look, I just found it in Uncle Arthur's suitcase, that's all. Must have been there for years.
Then it should have been handed in at some time.
Well, what can I do about that?
Well, burn it, bury it, get rid of it somehow.
But I don't know what's on it.
And you don't want to know. There's no way you could play it back anyway.
Then where's the harm in having it?
They don't care about arguments like that at Central Command. If they think you're guilty, that's it.
It looks like the same kind of tape they use in the cassettes.
Well, it probably is. That stuff's produced under license from Central Command. Every inch has to be accounted for. There must be miles of it there.
Hardly. I wonder if I could get it to run on this cassette machine.
Oh, don't even think of it.
Look, Baxter, nobody asked you to interfere. As far as I'm concerned, you can stroll off now and pretend none of it happened.
But that'll make no difference. They'll know I was here, and they'll never believe I didn't see anything.
And how are they supposed to know?
Well, they may have been doing a satellite spot check.
Oh, come on, Baxter. You don't believe that old story.
Listen. They've got satellites up there that can hear a mouse break wind from 10 miles away, and Central Command will know what kind of cheese it ate.
And what would Central Command care about a few feet of mouldy old tape that nobody can play back anyway?
You're talking about trying it on a cassette machine.
I reckon it can be done. If I open a cassette and replace the tape with this.
Open a cassette? Do you realise what you're saying?
Calm down, Baxter. If you carry on like this, you'll burst a blood vessel. These library cassettes are only cheap plastic. You can prise them open easily without disturbing the library seal. I've done it plenty of times when a tape's been tangled.
You're supposed to return any defective cassettes.
I know that. Oh, it's too frustrating if you have to break off in the middle of something interesting. I'm sure hundreds must do it. There, you see? The seal stays in one piece.
So it does. But look here, Mitchell.
No, you look here, Baxter. I've always valued you as your friend, but... Well, you barged into this of your own accord. Now, you can either leave and forget all about this, or you can hang around while I see it through. I'm going to try to see what's on this tape. And when I've done that, I'll put the cassette back together and nobody will be any the wiser. Unless, of course, your satellite spy has dragged its attention away from belching mice for 5 minutes to see what the rabble are up to. In which case, we were doomed the minute I opened that suitcase.
What's that?
I don't know. I'm not expecting anybody.
It's them, I knew it.
Better go and see who it is. And for God's sake, man, stop chewing your collar.
If they saw it all, they'll know I didn't want any part of it.
Look, just pull yourself together. It may not be anything.
Mr. Greenbaum.
Oh, Mr. Mitchell. I was wondering if you might want to pop across to my flat later. I had installed one of these new public broadcasters. The music is beautiful, really. Beautiful. I thought perhaps I might get in a beer as well, do you think?
That sounds like a good idea, Mr. Greenbaum.
It's the best idea I've had all week.
Well, I'll be pleased to call round sometime. We'll arrange it later, eh?
Yeah, you're fine.
What did the old fool want?
He's not an old fool. He's a lonely old man with time on his hands.
Oh, sorry. Out of line.
I don't suppose it matters anyway. Now then, pass me that cassette. Or have they also got satellites that can see to count the fleas on dogs?
Sorry, here you are. But I still can't say I like it.
Don't say anything then. Oh, damn, it won't wind straight.
The tape's too slack.
Sorry?
Not enough tension. I'll hold this end while you wind it on.
Thanks.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the Library Division of Central Command. Please place your borrower's card in the slot in front of you and state your name. Remember that to give a false identification is an offence.
Mitchell. Mrs.
You are identified, Mrs. Mitchell. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
And what can the library do for you, Mrs. Mitchell?
I've come to return these tapes and to get some new ones.
Please place your tapes in the delivery chute on your left. Ah, three dramas and a hobby tape. Tell me, Mrs. Mitchell, how did you enjoy The Shivering Willows?
Very much, thank you.
We find it is one of our most popular choices. So moving. I shall note your remarks for future recommendation.
I watched it twice.
So I see. Please remember to rewind the tape next time, Mrs. Mitchell.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Please don't worry about it, Mrs. Mitchell. Just make sure you rewind all the tapes next time. Now, what else did we have? I see you borrowed Arabic Passion for the second time.
If you remember, you suggested it to me.
Of course I remember, Mrs. Mitchell. We never forget anything. How is your husband?
Quite well, I suppose. We don't often talk.
So you said last time. Where is he now?
I left him at the flat. I've no idea what he was doing.
How much did you enjoy Gangster's Mall?
Quite a lot. I've always liked historical romances.
He hasn't been into the library for 3 weeks now.
I'm sorry?
Your husband. I was wondering why he has not visited us recently.
I wouldn't know. I think he goes for walks, museums, that kind of thing. He has a friend.
Name?
Baxter, I think. Yes. Yes, Baxter. I've only seen him a couple of times.
May I suggest some new tapes for your enjoyment? Here is Her Heart on Her Sleeve, a tender drama set in the world of retail management. I'm sure you'll find it very illuminating.
I'm sure I will.
Where does Baxter live?
Lilac Tree Mansions. It's across the street from our block.
Here is your second selection. It is called Susan of the Steelworks. Does Baxter work?
No, he's a citizen.
I see. This is Her Trust Rewarded, a romantic tale of old Tyneside. I think for hobbies this month, we'll try you on rug making. Here are the instructions. Use your library card to collect the materials from library stores.
Thank you.
Ask your husband to call on us more often. We would hate to see him fall idle.
Oh, he seems to find plenty to occupy himself with.
I am sure he must. Unfortunately, such occupations can so often turn out to be of a disagreeable nature. Ask him to call on us.
I will.
Tell him we have new material to interest him. Tell him we remember his tastes. We remember his appetites. Tell him we never forget anything.
I'll tell him.
Please take your new selections from the delivery chute on your right and remove your library card when the green light flashes. The Library Division of Central Command thanks you for your visit, Mrs. Mitchell. We look forward to your return.
Damn! I'll never get it closed.
Yes, you will. You're almost there. Press harder.
If I press too hard, I'll break the tape spool inside and then we'll have problems. Opening the cassette was much easier.
Look, down on the left. There we are.
Success.
Is it ready to play now?
Yes, straight away. We'll just go through to the machine.
And what about your background music? Can we turn it off?
Unfortunately, no. They came a couple of months back and put speakers all on the landings and hallways. The music's only supposed to be for the public areas, but you hear it everywhere.
Even at night?
Yes. Suitable lullaby-type music, of course, but it's still there. We'll just have to boost the volume on the player to cover it, that's all.
And what do you think it is?
You're very eager, seeing as how you were all set to commit ritual suicide about half an hour ago.
The sooner we get it over with, the sooner you can remake that cassette and burn the tape. But I must admit, I am curious.
Curious? You're practically drooling on the carpet.
Oh, come on, old man, don't keep our body waiting.
Just having a bit of trouble. I don't think there's any guide track recorded, so it won't line up to start. Let's try it like this. What is it?
Well, it's music, but I've never heard anything like it.
It's frightening.
I don't know what this could be. The library's got nothing like this.
Turn it off, old man.
No.
Please, it frightens me.
I'm going to hear it through.
But your wife will be back in a minute. What if she reports us?
Listen to it. Have you ever heard anything to compare with that?
Oh, turn it off. There's someone coming.
Oh, let them. I don't care.
You're mad.
Will you turn down that horrible noise? I said turn it down. I want to put my new tape on.
I'll see you tomorrow.
We present Susan of the Steelworks, a tale of soaring passion in the rolling mills. Come back with us now to a time when men were men and women were worshipped, for a tale of a tragic prisoner of love.
I have to admit, I was confused. It had to be music, what else could you call it? But it was like nothing I'd ever heard before, certainly not in any public place. Baxter grabbed the cassette and ran out with it like a scared rabbit. I suppose he must have destroyed the tape, because he gave me the empty cassette back the next day without saying a word. Can't say I blame him. The music had terrified him, literally terrified him. He'd sat there in a cold sweat until it stopped, and then he'd panicked. The next day, I went down to the library. I had the idea of asking for some music like it, but, well, how could you begin to describe sounds like that? And of course, I couldn't say where I'd heard it before, or there would have been trouble. Baxter was right. Let them know that you've had access to an unauthorized message medium. You put yourself in line for a midnight visit. The situation was impossible. It wasn't only music. Books, shows, hobbies. If they were on tape, they came from and were controlled by Central Command. When you talk of Central Command, you're not thinking about an institution or a committee or even anything human. Central Command is a computer, or rather it's a number of computers linked together on one program. Different ones control different operations. At least I suppose that's how it works. Cleansing, housing, the library, is all that sort of thing. Very convenient. Most of them are in one big building down Riverside. As far as I know, nobody's ever seen the inside beyond the library areas. The computers run it all, you see. Even the maintenance. They all have their own machines. So you see the problem. If I couldn't find what I wanted through Central Command, where else could I go?
Good morning, shoppers. We would like to draw your attention to some of the bargains of the food section, where textured protein is now selling at 4 credits below the recommended price. Swedes are also down in price today, so why not treat the family to something special this weekend? And moving on to our cosmetics counter, for a limited period, we are offering free medical insurance to every buyer of our Wrinkle Killer Home Facelift Preparation. Remember, shoppers, this is your big bargain store where your credit's worth more.
Excuse me.
You talking to me?
I was, actually, yes.
What do you want?
A piece of information.
Information points over there.
No, I don't want to talk to the machine. I want something a bit more, well, unofficial.
Oh, now you're talking, pal. What are you after then? Bit of beef, pork perhaps? Cost you mind.
No, you've got me wrong. I'm not looking for food.
Oh, what then?
Well, it's about music.
Music?
Yeah, the music you play. It isn't the same as the public service wave bands.
Anything I can do for you, sir? I'm the branch manager.
I was just making an inquiry.
There's an information point over there, sir.
This was more of a casual inquiry about your music.
Music, sir?
The background music in your store.
Oh, yes. It's rather nice, isn't it? We find it makes for a happy frame of mind in the shoppers. We rather hope it makes them buy more.
Sure it must, but well, where does it come from?
Come from? Central Command, I suppose.
It's not your own, then?
Our own? You are joking, I trust.
Of course. Silly of me. Good day.
What was all that about, then? Just some citizen with too much time on his hands, that's all. We should all be so lucky.
Not natural, if you ask me.
Well, nobody is asking you, and if you don't get that trolley down to Section 4 in 2 minutes, I'll see you don't live to take your citizen's
right.
Papers now. Get that trolley.
It was the same wherever I went. Everywhere, the same answer.
Can I help you, sir? Curios, bygones, some odd little trinket.
I don't honestly know. Perhaps you can.
Or perhaps I can't. Ask me and we'll soon know, won't we?
Music.
Music, sir?
Not exactly the kind you get from Central Command.
It all comes from Central Command, sir.
Of course it does. Silly of me to bother you. Good day.
Just a minute, sir. Before you go, I might have something you'd be interested in, if you don't mind waiting while I go to the strong room. I have to warn you, sir, it's rather rare, and I had some trouble acquiring it. Of course, I listened to any offer, but I have to get a fair return to keep in business. There, sir. Have you ever seen anything quite like that? But lift the lid.
How much?
A very rare piece, sir. Very hard to come by.
It has to be a copy or it'd be falling to pieces.
Just for the crafts.
How much?
250. 200, then.
I'll take it. Here's my card to Debbie's.
Oh, thank you very much, sir. I'll put this in a box for you. If it's music you're interested in, I do remember it being said they used to write it down.
Write it down? Music?
Bit hard to swallow, isn't it? Probably just a story, but it's what they used to say. I thought you might want to try a library.
I've tried the library.
No, not the library. A library. With books.
Books?
You know, words printed on paper. You do read.
A bit. Labels, posters, that kind of thing.
Yes, well, books were what the old libraries were filled with before the likes of Central Command came along. As far as I know, there's only a couple left, and they're due for rationalisation any time now. I've put the address of one in with the musical box.
Thank you.
May come in handy. They might have what you're looking for, although I don't know what you'd make of it. Music written down, I mean.
Well, I'll never know if I don't look, will I? I must say, it was nothing like I expected. It was in the old city, and not a very pleasant district. It was nothing like the kind of library I knew. No borrower cubicles, no computer to talk to. I climbed 3 floors up a dingy staircase and found a door at the top.
Come in. The door's not locked.
Thank you.
It's nice to be visited. Flanagan and I have so few callers.
Flanagan?
My cat. He's around somewhere. I expect you'll come across him if he doesn't find you first.
You're allowed to keep a cat in here.
Young man, who's to stop me? Now, don't just stand there in the doorway. Come in and close the door behind you. Now, what can I do for you?
Well, I was told that I'd find a library here.
And your sources were correct. This is indeed a library, although there are precious few real libraries left. I only know of mine and another one in Greenwich. Centralization killed them all off years ago. These days, everything's on tape or microfilm at Central Command. I expect my little corner will be as well one day.
Hmm. Well, where is it, then?
Where is it?
The library.
Look around you on the shelves. Have you never seen a book before?
No, never.
Come over here to the shelf. You can read, I assume.
Yes, I can read.
Pictures with balloons, probably. Anyway, look at this. Now, the pages are printed and numbered in sequence, and this cover protects them.
Eh, seems like a good idea. Surprised it hasn't caught on.
Surprised it hasn't? Oh, there you are, Flanagan. He calls down the gaps in the shelves. I think it's the smell of the old leather that he likes.
The books are printed on leather?
The bindings, only the bindings. My husband bound all the books on the shelf when he was alive, God bless him. A little hobby of his. They're mine, really, not the library's. But I keep them here anyway. Oh, don't fuss, Flanagan. Go and lie in your basket and act your age. He's 12, you know, and not a bit dignified.
I came about music.
Music? Well, I doubt if we could help you there. I only have books, you see, no tapes.
No, I understood there were some kinds of printed music.
Oh, printed music? I suppose you mean scores. No, we never had anything like that here. And if we did, that'd be of no use to anyone in this day and age. The art's gone, you see. Nobody actually plays music anymore. Not since before my grandfather's time, and that's going back farther than I'd care to calculate. No, this used to be a government archive back in the days before Central Command, when there was an actual government.
So there's nothing for me, then?
I wouldn't go so far as to say that. Take your time and browse a little. You may find something of interest. If you do, bring it over to the desk with your library ticket.
You mean, you mean look for myself?
Of course. What else?
Nothing for me, I'd said. How wrong can you be? While she sat talking to that battered old cat, I worked my way through the shelves. It was slow going. I'm not the world's fastest reader, but that place was a goldmine. Not for music, none of that, but what I found was a lot more interesting. A government archive, she said. Most of the titles I couldn't understand, until I came to one called Proposals for the Centralization of Computer-Assisted Administration. That was when the old lady came over and explained the index to me. There was no stopping me after that. I'll take these, please.
My, all of them?
If that's all right.
Of course it is. I'll just take the number off your library card for my records. Interested in the history of government, are we?
Sort of.
I'm surprised to find that anyone even knows what it means these days.
You mean since power was handed over to the machine?
Handed over? Power was never handed over. The machine just made its own decision and took it. You'll be able to read all about it in this book here.
I hope you don't mind me asking, but, well, there's something been bothering me ever since I came in. I've only just realised what it is.
Yes?
Well, it's so quiet in here. No music. Haven't you got a public broadcast speaker?
Oh, yes. We were fitted with one of those when Central Command first introduced them. Horrible things. This is it, here.
What, behind a curtain? Oh, what happened to it?
I smashed it. With my shoe. Flanagan and I hated it.
When I got the books home, I shut myself in a room and worked my way through them. The information I had in my hands was amazing. Every move, every proposal that took Central Command from a simple computer network to an autonomous dictator was charted here, as it happened. The annexation of the libraries, the nationalization of the communications networks. To lose the music was bad enough, but, well, this was worse, much worse. Later that week, I went back to the library for more. When I reached the top of the stairs, the door was open, and I knew something was wrong.
This corner, then we can keep them in sequence for the microfilm. Right. Start on the top shelves and work your way down.
Uh-huh.
Can we help you, friend?
I was just passing. Heard the noise.
Oh, because if you've been wanting anything with these old relics, I'll have to tell you they're all to be photographed and stored at Central Command.
Careful! Oh, it's that bloody card. It's getting everywhere.
Filthy bagger, please.
Get out of it!
Look, tear off those old bindings and fry them over there. Be less weight to move and it'll be no use for the microfilm.
There was a lady, the librarian.
Oh, stroke, I think. Stroke, wasn't it?
Something like that, yeah.
Sure there's nothing I can do for you, friend?
Yeah, like I said, just passing. Heard the noise.
She don't strangle that bloody animal.
Memo from Central Command. For the attention of Detective Inspector Randall, Central Police Division. Observe and report on the activities of one Citizen Mitchell. Personal data and history to follow. Recent movements of the subject have given cause for concern with regard to a possibility of civil disobedience. Act accordingly in the interests of prevention.
The Last Rose of Summer, written by Stephen Gallagher. You can hear episode 2 at the same time next week.
The Last Rose of Summer was produced by Tony Hawkins and Pete Baker of Piccadilly Radio, Manchester.